Last week, when I had Nevin in here, he was stuffing me with fish and chips, me tartar sauce, me peas. And suddenly, all of a sudden, I realise we're coming up to the end of February now.
I know.
Morning. Welcome, my friend.
How are you?
I'm all right. And
good.
You?
Oh, I'm great. I'm not good. A bother.
But here great we are coming up to the end of February, which is the beginning of another phase in our lives. And a big event on Tuesday.
Yeah, Pancake Tuesday. Mm. Oh, it's great fun.
Ahead
and it's
Wednesday.
Great. And it's great. I know.
So anyway, you like the pancakes.
I do. I love the pancakes, and I love that the fact that children and kids love it. And I'll be having a little bit of fun with Connor and Lucia. They're a bit young maybe to start flipping pancakes, but they'll be eating them and we'll be enjoying them, and Imelda loves them.
And you make nice ones up in McNean's
Well, that's true. And regularly I would make them at home for the twins. I make a very simple pancake batter mixture with a vanilla pod, lemon zest, and then just a little bit of sliced banana maple syrup.
And you know, in the years to come, it'll be one of the things, I bet you'll start letting them make, like you used to make, a mess around your mother. You'll be letting them make a mess around you.
That's what it's all about.
I bet you will.
Oh, you said
it.
Because
that's the sort of thing.
And I'm still making a mess.
Flour everywhere. You know. Well, you know what I mean.
I know.
But you have 70 people to clear up after.
No, that's true. That is true. I'm
so
spoiled.
Pancakes for Tuesday.
We have two recipes. I'm going to start with a sweet little note here.
Yeah.
So you can have this for a nice dessert any time of year. I know we're talking about Pancake Tuesday, but any time of year as a little treat, maybe after Lent. So this is a banana and butterscotch pancake. Sounds good?
Yes.
Sure does.
Oh, yeah.
It is delicious. So we'll go through, first of all, the recipe. This serves four people. So we have 100 grams of plain flour. We have a pinch of salt, one egg, 300 millilitres of milk. That's full fat milk. And then into that, we have 1 ounce of butter, which is melted. What the butter does, it gives a lovely shine and gives a lovely richness to your actual batter.
Okay.
This batter will keep in your fridge for easily a couple of days, 2 days. Roughly about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll talk about a couple of different options. Into this mixture, you can put vanilla extract, you can put cinnamon, you can put the likes of lemon rind, which I would often do at home, and a little squeeze of lemon juice.
Yeah, it's lovely.
So it really is delicious. We have three bananas, a little bit of lemon, just a little squeeze of lemon juice, and then just to finish it for texture, toasted hazelnuts, which are optional. Or you can use pecans. Pecans are a lovely nut.
I love pecans.
I love them, and they're soft, and they're really delicious. So we'll talk about the butterscotch sauce.
Particularly if your teeth aren't your own. It's just a hint.
What are you trying to tell me?
No, not you. For anyone who...
I'm only joking.
Anyone who might not have their own teeth.
Okay, so for the butterscotch sauce, I'll tell you. You're some man.
Just trying to help.
5 ounces of caster sugar.
Yes.
We have 120 millilitres of cream. And so we cook them up together. And when they're nicely caramelised, that takes about 10 to 15 minutes, we add in 1 ounce of butter. So you kind of caramelise that, Marty. Then you throw in your bananas. And the bananas, which are peeled, of course, and obviously sliced. You have a little bit of vanilla pod, or you can use vanilla extract into that. And this is a fantastic butterscotch sauce. So even if you don't do the pancakes, the bananas on their own are delicious with ice cream. And the toasted pecans, like we spoke about. Really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
So we'll just talk about the batter. When you make it, let it rest. What that means is just let it rest for maybe an hour in your fridge. That's what I would normally do. I'd normally make it the night before and then just pop it into the fridge, cover it in cling film. Yeah. And then morning, I'd be up early. The twins would be up early, you know, and I'd make the pancakes just in a nice little nonstick pan. Have that nice and hot. Smear it with a little bit of butter or oil. I use a little bit of rapeseed oil, plain rapeseed oil. And then what I do is pour a little bit of the batter. And always usually your first one is tricky. It doesn't usually work out, you know, and people say, well, mine always does, but it just normally.
Yeah,
so discard that and then start off again. And a good nonstick pan is a great investment. Doesn't have to be expensive, but it is a great investment. So they'll cook roughly, you give them about maybe 15-20 seconds on either side, a nice thin crepe. This is not a thick pancake.
Yes.
The next recipe we're going to talk about is a little bit thicker.
I like the thin
ones.
I think they're lovely. Yeah,
they're lovely and light.
Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah, Melda loves them. They're lovely and light.
I have to be honest, you eat a plate of them jeepers tonight. You fly through them.
You'd waffle three or four or five.
Absolutely.
It's
a bit of a lemon onto it and away you go, and it just are gone.
So you have your pancakes, and just in case I forget to mention with the thin pancakes, you're making them with your family or friends over the weekend, put a little sheet of parchment paper or greaseproof paper in between each layer. Stops them from sticking together.
Sure.
So you can have them done. So fold them in quarters, and then what you do is just serve your sliced banana butterscotch sauce, toasted pecans, a little bit of ice cream if you really want to indulge before Lent, isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
Or I've mentioned creme fraiche. I don't know which one you'd go for, but I know which one I'd go for.
Yeah,
the
too.
Ice cream.
Yeah,
and that is, so you have a hot and cold pancake. It's really, really delicious.
Yeah, it's lovely. I like that
it
idea.
Is. So
idea.
The next one I'm going to talk about. Are you happy with that, Marty?
Yes, this is the fatter one now.
Yeah, this is a different one because this is one we have on our vegetarian menu.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a warm potato pancakes with mushrooms and some creme fraiche in this.
Oh, I like the sound of that now.
So I've done this on my Home Chef program.
Yeah.
And the feedback has been really good. So it's a savoury pancake. So first of all, for the potato pancakes, 2 eggs. Now this is interesting. Self-raisin flour. which we're using 125 grams. And into that, we're putting 3 ounces of cooked mashed potato. You can cook your own. You can buy mashed potato, sure. Really. Some good companies doing it. And leftovers, this is a great way of using leftovers, which I've mentioned in the recipe.
Yeah.
But also, Marty, just can I tell you, if you'd only use plain potatoes, you can vary it and use sweet potatoes, which are lovely, lovely and colourful.
They are beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So we have 225 mils of milk, and then we have lots of herbs in this. We have parsley and chives, mix that all together. And we have 2 spring onions. So you make all that up, you know, blend it up. The spring onion goes in at the last minute. Have your batter done. Now, what we do in the restaurant, we make small individual little one pancakes, which are called little blini pans. They're not expensive. They're about 8-10 euro to buy one of these small wee pans.
Yeah.
You heat them up, a little bit of oil, so you get an individual pancake. Now, you can do a big one, but it's lovely in the restaurant because we do one a serving as a starter.
Yeah.
So we have that done. Heat your pan. Pour in your batter, about half fill the actual, probably about half an inch thickness, because it's going to rise because there's raisin agent in it.
Right.
Because you need that, because if you don't, the potato is going to be very heavy and dense. We don't want that.
No.
So you cook that, and this goes into the oven, which is very interesting. Your oven is preheated at 180. So you have your pancake cooked on one side, pop it into the oven, let that cook away. While that's cooking, you're going to do a very simple mushroom and leek topping. So we have a little bit of butter in the pan. We have some mixed mushrooms, and I've given you a couple of variations you'll get in every supermarket, vegetable shop. Chestnut, shiitake, button mushrooms. I could mention lots of different chanterelles, loads of different mushrooms, but definitely some of the nice, or oyster is a good value mushroom. These are all exotic mushrooms. So
have
them ready, cut up, break up. Don't be too particular.
But you can use your
ordinary
ones
too. Of course you could.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you portobello or chestnut are really good. Really good.
Okay.
Baby leeks or a small little leek sliced thinly. A little bit of spring onion again. You cook that off in the pan or in a saucepan. Wilt it off for about maybe 4 to 5 minutes. A little bit of oil and butter and some herbs, which I've just used. A tiny little bit of spring onion and parsley. So that's your topping. When your pancake is cooking in the oven, what happens, it puffs up. And then you'll just have to flip it over, get a little bit of colour on the actual top, which is which you haven't put on the base of the pan, and then take it out. Mushrooms and leeks go on top, and creme fraiche on the side, and it's really good.
That's fab.
Really interesting.
Yeah, it's
really
wonderful.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know that.
Serve this for lunch, supper, or even breakfast, a little bit different, but it's really good. Really good.
We're getting all this in, and we'll be up to our neck in pancakes, because that's the way it'll be on Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
Because first thing first on the following morning, things will change dramatically.
Very true.
Very true. But that's fantastic. So look, you've given us great options there. Which
two recipes.
So it's the warm
sweet
potato
and savoury,
pancake,
yeah.
Yeah, with the mushrooms and creme fraiche, and then the banana and butterscotch pancakes. I find butterscotch sauce impossible to ignore. I love it.
So do I.
And I don't particularly I've never felt I had a sweet tooth. There's something about the butterscotch.
Yeah,
just
my mother used to make this dessert very quickly, butterscotch bonanza. My dad loved it.
Really?
Good quality vanilla ice cream. Butterscotch sauce, sliced bananas, and our good old pecans. And my dad loved it.
Oh,
it was delicious.
I love the sound of that.
It was delicious.
I might get one in the car on the way home and pop in and buy the ingredients. Never, God bless you.
Thank you.
I wish you a very, very happy Lent. Whatever we're going to be up to next week.
I've never been wished that before.
Well,
so thank you. And likewise, too.
Bread and water.
We'll see you next week.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.